a...
It has hail in it.
A strong wind.
Yes. And they say that the reason we haven't had more tornadoes in this part of the country, Woodall Mountain here is the highest point in the state, and that cloud divides. We have had tornadoes, but they are divided when they come.
Well, that's really
that's interesting.
Yes, yes, it is.
Well, they say that's a fact.
Well, there must be something to that, because when I reached about the line of that mountain, the rain stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's just about 4 or 5 miles from out of town.
Yes,
the south.
Very abruptly, the road was dry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you call a day like this? That it's not a nice day. It's just a.
I almost say miserable.
Okay. All right. Do you call it a gloomy day or?
Well. I don't know just how it is spoken of.
You ever hear Lowry Day?
What?
Lowry?
No.
No.
That's not used around here. I'd say more of a murky day.
Murky. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that this evening it's supposed to I was supposed to break we're supposed to have a change in the weather. You would say that the weather is going to then what?
Just changeable.
Changeable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say clearing up or clearing off?
Yes, both. Yes, they are both used.
Uh-huh. Which was sounds more natural.
Yeah, clearing up.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday it was bright and sunny, at least in Corinth. And for evening there was a ridge of clouds starting to move in. How would you describe that? The opposite of clearing up would be what?
Well, I know when we came home, it was the sun was shining, and it wasn't any time until we were. It was cloudy, and I don't know just how you'd say it. What would be said?
Sometimes the weather is, well, it's interesting. For some regions, people will say the weather is breaking,
mm-hmm.
and that means it's going to get clear.
A lot of them say falling weather when we have rain, you know.
Oh, is it right?
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a nephew, Mr. Lewis' nephew, that it really keeps up with the weather, and he can tell you all of those different aspects of the weather, but I really don't know too much. I don't pay too much about it. And this little dog is scared to death of storms. And when it begins to lighten, then I know that I usually get up and look out because she's just scared out of death.
Her hearing is still excellent.
Oh yeah.
They
knows it before I do.
They hear thunder.
Mm-hmm. Well, she fears the lightning. It's evident in the electricity.
Oh, the lightning.
Yes.
The thunder.
Before I even know this.
Pretty comfortable right now.
Yes, I looked a while ago when that cloud came up to see if it was lightning, but it wasn't.
A storm that has, you say that clouds, yellow clouds or hail clouds, a storm coming out of that, that had a lot of thunder and lightning. What would you call that? That's the storm itself.
Well, just thunderstorm. That's the way we speak of it.
Okay, and if the wind was very high during the night, you say all night long the wind just
howled.
Okay, and suppose that it's less than a howling wind, then you say, well, the wind is what?
Terrific, blue.
Okay,
just blew terrifically.
And it blew yesterday, and today it's
calm.
Okay, but it still has a lot of force today. You say
it's just windy.
Okay. What I'm interested in here is the different ways of showing time with
mm-hmm.
these words. If yesterday it blew, today it's
calm.
It is blowing today.
Yeah.
Yesterday it blew,
mm-hmm.
and it has what many times around here? It has blown. You say
yes, it has blown. Mm-hmm.
And if the wind is coming from this direction.
South.